with Carl Thornton Jr. I am truly glad that you are with us. And, you know, a lot of you know about the importance of collaborating, whether you are in the social work field, you name it. You know that collaboration is the way to go. And Dr. DeLeo, health technology, no exception.
Absolutely no. And especially if you are trying to find the grants that support your ideas and your research, the collaborating is the way to go. I believe that there is no way to be successful nowadays in receiving external funding in academia if you don't collaborate with somebody else. And that's makes sense, because you cannot be an expert on everything. So you need to understand what you can offer to your partners and your colleagues, and you need to look in the community and your contact to see where you can go and find the expertise that you don't have. So this collaboration with the Clubhouse and Augusta University is a great example. We received funding late December from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. This is almost a $600,000 grant for 2 years. So it's a major accomplishment, and it's collaboration with Eric and the Clubhouse and Grace. It's been great. And it's an example on how, you know, academia alone cannot be successful and community alone cannot be successful. We need to work together. So the goal of the project is to put together community in the area, not only in Augusta, but in Georgia, in South Carolina, southeast area of the United States. And as Eric was saying, trying to understand what are the focus for each of these community and trying to put them together to create innovation in public health. We know that the area has a lot of health issue, and so we know where are the problems, but we need to work together to try to find solutions. So part of the grant is also to develop a web portal that would allow us to stay in touch, despite the fact that we are not located in the same place, but we can stay in touch, we can work together, we can share information, we can share ideas. So a large portion of the grant, it is for developing this portal that will help the community to succeed.
So do you, when you're doing something like this, do you have to be able to say to the funding organization, this is exactly what we want to do in detail, or can you give them just a basic concept, and if they like the concept, they say, okay, we like what you're thinking about, we'll help you.
Yeah, I think that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is a little different than a grant from NIH, National Institute of Health. So I think that they do like more a project that has an idea and has a final goal. Maybe not all the details are there, but it's also it's an innovation. So we really don't know what's going to happen in these 2 years. So it's different than receiving funding from NIH or NSF. But despite this, I think that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is doing a great job in helping community to succeed. So one of the problems we have in academia is that often we write articles, publication, but then it often stays at the research level. So bringing research to reality, it's often not easy. Or maybe it happens, but it happens after 10 or 15 years or 20 years. Mm-hmm. But I think that there are grants like the one funded by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation where there is the opportunity to impact the community and in the end to actually create a system where community can be successful in continuing what they are doing. So it's really more in building a relationship. So in the end of the grant, you have put together all of these people with different background, different strengths, that have the possibility to become successful in their idea. So I think it's great to be able to access this kind of funding rather than the typical basic science funding.
Well, I tell you what, I really want to congratulate all of you who have participated in this project and receive the grant. It's inspiring. It really is, because what it says is progress is continuing. So
just be courageous and put yourself out there, because that's the only way you find it.
You know, full circle, back to where we were at the beginning of the conversation today. Silicon Valley wasn't always Silicon Valley. It became Silicon Valley.
Yep.
As a result, the steps that people kept taking, inspired by dreams, inspired by each other, inspired by vision, and willing to go after whatever monies were out there to help them bring the dreams to fruition. And that's just what we're doing here.
Yeah. I just remember, when you go after the stuff, it's not about the money, it's about the vision. And the money is just the thing that makes it possible to do that. And if you're chasing the money, it's never received in the same way as if you're chasing a vision.
I love it. So chase the vision, ladies and gentlemen. What's your vision? What are you willing to do to bring your vision to fruition, to make your dream a reality? I want you to be encouraged by what Dr. DeLeo, his partner, Dr. Haboyan, their partner, Eric Parker, are doing to bring visions to life right here in the Augusta, Georgia area. How do you know whether or not by making your vision something so real to you that you make it come to life, how many people will be impacted in a positive way by what you will do through a dream? What a great way for you to touch your community and as a result, let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.